I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So I imagine this one's going to be longer, but I don't know. So, as I said, 178, I'm going to start doing milestone episodes every 91 or 92 and reflect on the last 3 months. And then every 183 or 82-ish episodes, I will reflect on the last half year. And then every 365, I will reflect on the full year. So that's what today is. So this is the first one I'm doing. So I did my best to think back to the last 6 months or the last 183 days and to see what I did, what I completed, what my, like everything that I accomplished. And I'm actually really surprised by this list because I just don't think I've done that much. You know, I'm proud of how far I've come, and I know I've made some great progress, but writing everything out like this in only 6 months, man, it's fucking awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to rapid fire this list. There's about 20 things here, and then I'm going to go back and touch on each one individually with some detail. So that being said, here we go. So the last 183 days, about 6 months. Also, I'm 1/40th of the way there to 7,305. So just like that, time's going by, you know, 1/40th. Every 183 episodes or so, you know, that's another 40th. And then once I get to, yeah, easy math, right? So not easy math, but easy to figure out what I'm saying. So anyway, last 6 months, here we go. So I did 75 hard. That was not in the 6 months, but started live hard, you know, and then I finished. So anyway, started phase one, then I failed it, then started phase one again, completed it, did phase two of live hard, completed it. I gained probably 30 pounds or so. I'm the strongest I've ever been in my life, except for my legs, because I have two herniated discs, and it's kind of very uncomfortable to squat, and it sucks. But I started this podcast. I have a podcast now. 183 days ago, I did not. And my podcast now has 183 episodes, so that's sick. I haven't missed one single day doing it. Every single day for the last 183 days, I hit it. I've read a handful of self-help books and business books, personal development. Some ones that I can think of off the top of my head are 100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi, Diary of a CEO by Stephen Bartlett. Is that his name? Pretty sure that's his name. I read How to Make Shit Happen by, damn it, I don't know, 93 Ways or 92 Ways to Talk to People by a lady, can't remember. Book on Mental Toughness, Andy Frisella. There's a bookcase right behind me, but I don't want to get up and, anyway. So maybe 10, 12, I don't know. Four Agreements. Power of Discipline. God, dude, I don't know. Anyway, got samples ordered for my first pre-workout supplement. So first of all, I started working on a business idea, which is have my first pre-workout. And then I made a sample order. Got a revision on that sample, made a second order, and now I'm doing it again for the third revision. And I'm in the works in that as we speak. So I'm getting my very own place in 11 days. So that's not in the last 6 months, but I mean, I've already paid for everything, so I'm in. Got my own place. Paid off $8,000 worth of debt. I'm now saving for the first order of my pre-workout supplement, which is going to be the first business more than likely, which is probably going to be around 10 grand total with all the supplies, boxes, everything that comes with it. I rebranded this podcast 3 times. So it started out as BCast, then it went to the BQ POV podcast, then it went to BQ Daily, and then it went to Bed, the Bed Project, which I just barely changed it to project, not podcast, because it's a project. It's Bryson every day, better every day, whatever. I made a second podcast and the cover art that's going to launch soon and on YouTube in a few months. So haven't done that yet, but it's in the works. So I made the cover art, which is cool. I'm very proud of it, by the way. I think it looks cool. I think it depicts exactly, or not depicts, illustrates kind of what I'm going for. I don't have a tagline yet, but it's something along the lines of reject conformity, pursue excellence. Something along those lines. I don't know. I'm not really 100% on that. But that's the, I mean, just think about the name, Your New Norm. What does that even mean, you know, in the context of personal growth? So that's that. I now have an intro and an outro for the podcast, which is cool. So first of all, I didn't even have a podcast. Now I do. Now I have an intro and an outro for it. And I don't think it's good. But I do have one, so that's cool. I have a streak of 148 days now doing the ice bath consistently. And I think there was maybe 3 or 4 days in phase two of Live Hard that I, or after, between phase two and when I started the streak again. No. Between phase one and phase two that I didn't ice bath. And so that probably would have my streak, honestly, the same as my podcast, which would be 182. So I've probably ice bathed 175 times in the last 6 months, so that's cool. But I'm on a streak of 148, so that's cool. I recorded 100 episodes without telling anyone about anything to do with any part of the show whatsoever. Nobody knew anything, so that's cool. I went skydiving. I think that was actually not in the last 6 months. I think that was 7 or 8, but oh well. So don't count that then. I developed an incredible amount of discipline and mental resilience for damn sure. And that's very cool. I got 2 raises at my job. I'm about to get 3 and 4. And then, let's see, in January be 5. So that's sick. You can go listen to episode 187 or 157 where I talk about a whole bunch of every single detail of my life. I've done a lot of extra shit at my main job as well, like making guides and step-by-step. Booklets for everyone else to follow and page numbers so everyone could reference their shit very easily. Apparently it's illegal, but whatever. I've gotten almost 15 certifications at my main job, which is very cool. Anybody who's listening who doesn't know anything about it, it's not going to mean shit, but it just means I'm getting certified on the process and I can do it myself. I don't have to have somebody watching me, so that's cool. Successfully got back into the swing of things fitness-wise. So from Arizona and Colorado, probably went to the gym 20 times in 2 years, and now I go to the gym 20 times in 20 days, so that's great. So I'm back in the swing of things, and with the 4th thing I shared, I'm the strongest I've ever been, which is very cool. So I got a 3rd job washing trucks. That's awesome. I mean, I don't really enjoy that, but it is time spent by myself. I'm able to listen to podcasts, even record a podcast if I wanted to, so that's cool. And I'm able to just kind of zone out and do my own thing and think, and it's cool. It's $200 for 6 hours, so it's $33 an hour. Hell yeah, dude. Recorded my first milestone episode halfway to year one, dude. Which is 1/40th of the way to 7,305. And I changed my entire life around in a matter of a few weeks, but really, it was over about 120 days or so. And now that being almost 9 months in, I'm an entirely different person at the time of recording. So I don't know what I'm going to go into detail with on those. I kind of did, but shit, let's go back and touch on them. So that's what I did in the last 6 months. That's all the things that I accomplished and I got done and moved forward with. And maybe there's some things I'm missing. I don't know. It was really difficult for me to even think back to like last week. What the fuck did I do last week? But this is what's so reassuring, man. There's that, fuck it, let's play it right now. Alex Hormozi is going to be featured on this podcast. He has no idea. Let me try to find. I'm actually going to pause while I find this. Give me 1 second. So, can't find it where he says it, but this is Chris Williamson talking to David Goggins. So, Chris Williamson, great podcaster, owner of the Modern Wisdom podcast. Great shit. Check it out. Anyway, he's talking to David Goggins, and this is what he says about building confidence.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's this quote from one of my friends, Alex Hormozi, that says, "You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt."
Yes.
That's it. That quote, man, I don't know what it is about it. It's just, it hits home for me because now, even right this very second, I can hear that quote and I can know it to be nothing but true. You don't build confidence by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by building, by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. And so I think of myself as a disciplined person. I think of myself as a very hardworking person. I think of myself as someone who challenges myself and does really uncomfortable shit to grow and to build resilience and fortitude and grit, all the buzzwords. And I can look back at what I just shared with everybody here and literally see everything that I've done in the last 6 months. Everything that I just said that I feel like I am, I know that I am because I did those things. And so I'm confident in myself in that regard. And if I hadn't done all this stuff and I didn't know that I did all this stuff and I'm saying, oh, I'm confident, I'm disciplined, it's like, I don't know if I'd really actually believe that. Because what do I have to show for it, you know? And I still don't feel like I have something to show for it necessarily because you can't really see the calluses on my brain, you know, such as discipline. But I don't know, man. It's just something about that quote. So I feel like I haven't done much. I think that's what I was trying to get at before I shared the quote. But I just feel like I haven't done much. And then I look back and see where I've done, see where I've gone, what I've done. And it's like, holy shit, I have done a little bit, you know. And it's reassuring because I see this and I'm like, oh, so I'm actually doing it. I'm doing it, you know. Wherever I'm trying to go, man, I'm on my way. And that's cool. And I know that to be true because it's only been 6 months, dude. 6 months. You add the compound effect in there for the next. So there's going to be 39 more of these milestone episodes looking back on the half year. There's going to be 20 full years. There's going to be, what would that be? 80 quarter years, right? I guess technically 40 because whatever. But, and this is just the first one, you know? There's going to be 39 more of these specific ones where I look back at the half year. That's incredible, man, because I've just made so much progress. 183 days ago, I didn't have a podcast. You know? 183 days ago, I couldn't bench 225. 183 days ago, I'm just going to say 6 months. I'm done saying 183. 6 months ago, dude, I hadn't even started phase one. 6 months ago, I had no idea how I wanted to start a business or run a business. I had no idea. 6 months ago, I starting phase one. And so I just completed, I think I actually just drank my ass off. So I don't know, dude. Started this podcast, gained 30 pounds. I'm the strongest I've ever been. Completed phase one, failed it, completed phase one after, and then phase two. Just the consistency, dude. I'm very proud of myself. So I don't think I'm going to dive into them, actually. That's just all the things I did. So I'm just going to rapid fire them again. I'm not even going to touch on details. But completed 75 hard, completed phase one essentially twice, completed phase two, gained probably 30 pounds, strongest I've ever been except my legs because I have two herniated discs, started this podcast, didn't miss a single day. Read a handful of self-help books, maybe 10 or 12, I don't know. Got samples ordered for the first pre-workout supplement, which is my first business idea. Got revision on a sample, made a second order. I'm getting revision on a third one, making a third order. I'm getting my own very own place in 11 days. I paid off about $8,000 worth of debt. I'm now saving for my first order of the pre-workout supplement, which is going to be my first business, more than likely. Rebranded this podcast 3 times, which I didn't even have when I started. I made a second podcast and the cover art, and that's going to launch soon on YouTube in a few months. Got an outro and an intro going. I ice bath consistently for 145 days or 148 days straight. I've recorded 100 podcasts without telling a single person about anything to do with anything about the show whatsoever. Nobody had any idea. I went skydiving, developed an incredible amount of discipline and mental resilience in the process of doing all of this. Got 2 raises at my job. I've done a lot of extra and above and beyond shit at my job to help other people. And made guides and step-by-step things and helping everybody else like that. I've gotten almost 15 certifications at my main job, which means just for the raises. I've successfully gotten back into the swing of things fitness-wise. I got a third job washing trucks. I recorded my first milestone episode halfway to year one, which is 1/40th of the way to 7,305, which is absolutely crazy to think about. And changed my entire life around in a matter of a few weeks. But it was really only in 120 days, but now it's 9 months in, I'm an entirely different person. So that's the last 6 months. So let's see what the next 6 have in store. Yeah, man. Proud of myself. It's crazy to look back like that, you know? 6 months, dude. That's it, bro. So think about the compound effect with that. Think about me doing that again, but each thing that I just said is maybe, you know, 1 or 2% better. That's a full year. And think about that full year compounding again, like 2 or 3% better. Then compounding again, dude. 3 years, I'm going to be 30, and I'm going to probably be very well off with myself. You know, I'm not financially whatsoever, but just well off doing what I'm doing, happy. That's just crazy to think about, dude. Only 6 months to get here? Fuck, man. I'm on my way. This is literally proof that I'm on my way. I don't even know what to say. I'm just very proud of myself. I'm just kind of in shock, actually, that I did all this. It's crazy. So it's cool. So anyway, that's a show. Actually, what I'll do is I'll just copy and paste this into the show notes because we're documenting everything. I'd rather not do that. It's kind of embarrassing because this is not well put together, but it's not about that. It's about documenting. So that's what I'll do. I'll just copy and paste this whole thing. That's going to be my show notes or whatever. You can see what I've done in the last 6 months. Anyway, that's it. So if you're curious, also in case you don't know, on every platform, I write a little description of the show, and sometimes I touch on things in the description that I don't even talk about in the show, and then vice versa. Sometimes I talk about stuff in the show that I don't touch on in the description, and that's kind of just a little journal entry, if you will, kind of show or talks about whatever I was doing today and just some thoughts. A lot of the time, I won't even lie, but a lot of the time they're quarter-assed, not half-assed. I put a little bit of effort into them, but they're quarter-assed, and it's usually right before bed. Like right now, it's 9 o'clock p.m., I want to go to bed ASAP because I don't want to have a, I don't want to be sleepy tomorrow because I'm working FedEx tomorrow. Got to wake up early because I will hit, I'm going to do an ice bath and hit the gym before work tomorrow. So kind of shitty, but who's going to carry the boats and the logs, dude? No, I'm just playing. Okay, that's it. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. I talk to you next. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.